Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We welcome you all to a Roll to Cast RPG podcast in the world of Dune: Adventures in the Imperium by Modiphius Entertainment. Starring Ellen Graham as Lady Deesha, Christopher Bond as Janice, and Sean Flerl as Saba. Story, GMing, and additional rules by Phil Harker-Smith. Artwork by Jack Sumner. Music by Paul Goodman. This is Shifting Sands.
So you're keeping the initiative?
Yes.
For free. Keeping the initiative allows you to make another action at plus one or keep it on your side.
I want to keep it on my side, but not myself.
So Janice is already gone.
That falls to me.
Yeah. Trying to get you across as well.
Do you have a name? Your juice.
Antras.
Okay. So yeah. Antras the Enforcer, the guy who's ready to knock heads if it comes to it. What are you doing?
I feel like I got to move to where you guys are.
Subtle, bold, or normal. And again, these guys can help you because you're all in a unit working together.
I think... subtle is the word of the day. I really, as cool as it would be to move their assets, I don't relish the consequences of failing that. Given that I'm not the stealthiest creature,
I would possibly recommend a normal move if that's the case.
Failing a subtle or a bold is the same result.
Oh, yes. Sorry. Yes, normal.
Okay.
Just a normal move. I'm just trying to do it.
Easy does it,
but I would like the help.
Yep. The way that my D20 is going to assist is as he moves, he gets himself really close to a patrol and almost like it's as if he grabbed a rock or something that provides a momentary distraction that puts their focus in a particular way that also turns their backs to what he knows is the unstealthy.
See if it succeeds.
Coming in. I need cover.
I am going to help as well by gesturing into the small area.
You're doing a visual guidance.
I'm doing a visual cue for our member of the spy team who is not all that bright, but is all that bold and strong.
Thanks.
I mean, he's not stupid because no one on our team is.
No. It's more just,
you have specialties.
Yeah. Do I help? Yes, I do.
Great.
Okay, so you've already got two successes. Any complications and do you generate any momentum?
That is two, what are the odds? Two 11s under a 12 plus your two successes.
Four successes.
So four total.
Two momentum.
Two momentum is created.
Yeah.
And
dice must flow.
You all move into the waterfall district. You skid a stone against a window or...
a slight echo like reverberates and their attention is immediately piqued.
Private, check that out. And while they investigate the disturbance... you make your way through the waterfall district.
I think I just catch, like, from the motion, I see, like, the white of Janice's coat and just, like, head down.
The three of us stand in the Arrakis night with light bouncing off of the gold orange melange in the air.
Just wisps of it.
Just tiny little bits that come from things like the everyday use of it.
Yeah, I mean, there's a massive spice storage yard on the edge of Karthak.
Yeah.
Stuff is always in the air.
We did it. We made it across one zone.
With a bribe.
With a bribe.
Got it.
And knowledge. No. Knowledge of where the corrupt guard is stationed. That's not nothing, guys.
Spice
and you spend
nose.
A lot of time preparing so that when you get there, you have an in.
And two momentum and no complications.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's...
We've been
it's,
good...
It's going okay.
We're doing okay. Yeah, I like the idea that you talk when we come over, but then I'm the one that goes...
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry. The next person who stumbles in...
Progressively getting louder.
Yeah. It's a stage whisper now.
I'm going to try and move the corrupt guard off his station.
Fuck.
Back into the house.
Back into the house. He's off duty. So that's a discipline.
Yes.
I'm going to use.
Yeah.
It's the discipline of making sure there are no gaps in security.
Guards do have good discipline.
And threat to give myself another die.
Okay, very good.
Oh.
It's bold.
Sure.
Bold, you say?
There's rumors going around about this guard. Mm. House Laurie is pulling him in for questioning.
Wow, that's a good roll.
Three successes. So I get a threat out of that.
You do get a threat out of that.
Done.
So the corrupt guard moves back inside. And in your haste, knowing that he's being pulled in, you rush forward into the next zone.
Oh, you're pulling.
Oh, you're moving.
It's a bold move, so I get to move one of you guys.
You're moving me. Okay.
Yeah, so I move Janus into the compound outside the Zalorian compound before he's ready, perhaps. What do you do? It's your turn, guys.
Right. I see this and follow in pursuit.
Oh, you're going to move into the house?
Yes. I'm going to boldly move in.
Into the compound, yes.
Into the compound.
Boldly go.
I'm going to spend 2 points of momentum that we have.
Yep.
For four dice.
Excellent.
I'm going to sneak my way in.
I'm
going to
make it more difficult with a threat.
I think this is a power move.
That's been your overall justification for the mission.
Broadly so far,
pretty happy with that, yep.
And stealth. So that is a total of 13. Aiming for 13s and unders. Sixes, unders give me crits. The difficulty is three. You've upped it by one. Yes, seeing that the target, the bribeable person, is heading back in, I'm going to boldly go in and see if we can't make this work as a clever kind of move.
Yep.
If you can justify it, I'm going in.
Oh, but this is very easy.
I don't think you guys can. You're in the wrong zone now.
You're in the wrong zone?
That's part of the advantage of boldly pulling you out.
Yeah.
Fair. I've separated you.
Yeah, that's cool. All right.
So you can't help him.
Go. Well, you got four.
Well,
dying.
Unless we want to do turn action that you two subtly step in so you can help me. So you two go.
They act instead of you because it's your turn. You don't have to act.
That's right.
If you still have to have us both go, right? That's two turns before you.
If you subtly move, though, and get in.
And succeed.
But aren't you being dragged right now? So you.
I am, but I don't have to react. It's now my turn.
It's your team's turn.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Our team's turn. Yeah. Exactly.
I trust that you can make it.
Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah.
Go for it.
All right.
Let's say go for it.
It means you're out there. All right. Yeah, I'll try and do some shit. All right, here we go. Four dice, trying to get three successes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got this.
Sixes and under, do crits. Ooh, yeah, boy.
Told you.
How much you get?
Cool.
That is... six successes.
Oh my god.
So three momentum generated?
Yeah, I rolled a five, a two, and a five.
There you go.
A 17.
Boldly allows you to move
a
asset.
That's
so
right.
So do you want to move
their assets?
Yeah, do you want to move their corrupt guard back out? Is that what you were aiming for?
I'm moving in.
Yeah, you're moving into House Laurier interior.
Correct. And I am moving their assets or their asset of guards out.
So the house the house guards are now outside in the compound.
That's right.
So you're in the interior.
So effectively what happens is through my movement of stealth, as I move into the house itself, following this corrupt guard, I break clay pots and create a distraction. Right, that draws them out of the building. Right,
there's a ruckus that has occurred.
My action brink going in is timed as so that things break, like a pot or whatever falls over. As I'm already in, they come out.
Can you make it like
even bigger?
Even bigger. There's a security threat, so it's not just there was a suspicious sound. If you want to move the house guard out, I want them to be an alert.
Not attack someone, but like knock someone to the ground or something, and they don't get a chance to see you because you scurry in, but they hit the ground, which causes people to come out and assess the guard that has come.
That or have you deliberately trip an alarm?
You know what? This is Dune, so these characters kind of do insanely complex and powerful things.
Yeah, you've succeeded the role. The effect is created.
Yeah.
I just want a really good narrative reason. reason for it to take.
A civilian, a normal person walking through, is grabbed by my shoulders and I turn them, pushing them into the Harkonnen guard.
You push them into a guard patrol.
Yeah.
And that results in
a commotion,
a ruckus.
Skirmish, person is probably.
Beaten down, yes. There's shouting, and people flood out of
to see what's happening.
To see what's happening.
Yeah.
And as they stream out,
I sneak in.
You slip in. You're now in the interior. Unfortunately, you guys, there's That's now cool. even more guards yes. on the outside. Even more.
That's cool.
Are you going to keep the momentum or pass it over?
Well, it was a bold action.
Yes, and you moved their yes. house guards out.
And I have 3 momentum. I am going to keep momentum with us.
And are you wanting to do an
2?
Are you doing an extra action at a cost?
Or pass it to one of these guys?
I think I'm doing an extra action at a cost.
I was going to say, you're already in.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. Yep. So I am going to, using the asset bribe that I've got, bribe this guard.
Who's now inside.
Who's now inside with me. To hand over security details so that I am cleared.
You're going to turn the bribe asset
yes.
into a security details. What exactly do you want of him? Do you want...
I am getting permission to be here as an asset. I'm getting like fake document, forged document. I am getting... Yeah, basically like if this was a 1999 spy movie, it'd be like a little laminated key card.
Yeah, visitor
credentials.
Badge.
Credentials. Thank you. Credentials. Credentials.
You don't want to go with mine?
What's yours?
It's good,
Alan. Visitor
like
badge.
Visitor badge.
VIP.
You catch up with him in the barracks. You tell him that you know him and you've got something very special for him.
I show him the canister. He knows what it is
His
instantly.
Eyes go wide. It's high quality stuff.
You can already see the little, like, this guy's a serial user and you can already see the blue ring around his iris.
He never gets the really high quality stuff like this.
Or maybe it's just like flecks of blue throughout.
He barely even thinks to question how he even got inside. Because he thinks, you know, it's important. He's been reaching out for this stuff and here it is. His contact has provided. He doesn't know necessarily what the ulterior motive of play is.
He has no idea.
So it is contested against his discipline.
Oh my goodness. I should have been lowering the difficulty for so many things because I'm a spy.
Yeah, you could use your traits. Yeah. Use your traits. Yeah.
Dear idea.
I'm going to make a threat.
Yes.
Use a threat. So he has another die. So he has 3 die. I'm going to say his discipline's quite strong. So he's 13s and under. Because he's a guard.
You're setting the difficulty.
His whole thing is... So yeah, I will be setting the difficulty. There's 2 threat on the board and 1 momentum. This is the discipline of this guy to exchange the spice bribe for credentials. 2 successes.
Okay.
I got 13, 13, 19.
Jesus.
So just... Barely generated
Lucky
2 successes.
13.
So 3 to
3.
Move.
You upped it.
This is a keep the initiative action.
Yes.
So it's +1.
We do still have 1 point of momentum.
Yeah. And I'm only down to 3 threats. So if you want to buy dice of threat, that's also a good option.
Yes,
for you
that's
at this
a good
stage.
Point. Yeah. So what I'm going to do is first and foremost, I'm going to use passive scrutiny, obtain information. I would like to know this man's mannerisms.
Your once a scene combo.
Once a scene combo. Here
so
we go.
Passive scrutiny. You get 1 question to ask me.
What is this man's character?
Addict.
Great. Trait, weak-willed.
Yes, turns into trait, weak-willed, which lowers the difficulty by 1.
Correct.
So now we're back to a difficulty of 2.
Great, I'm going to spend a momentum for a die. I'm going to buy a point of threat for another die. I am...
Costs 2 threat for your second die.
Oh, shit.
That's fine.
3 die and 2...
I've got 4 die.
Oh,
4 die, 2 difficulty. This is a communicate roll, I'm presuming.
Yeah.
It's my weakest stat. And I guess I'm using power or duty, not justice,
the whole mission
space
is,
or truth.
Is a kind of power thing, right?
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yep,
and he's weak-willed. You're exerting some power over him.
Yes. Yeah, that's a good point, Sean. Yeah, that's good. Okay, so I need 11s and under.
You got it. But also, we can't help you.
I get him.
Yay!
I got a 2 and a 5. I got a 13 and a 17.
So just 2 successes?
2 successes.
Yep.
Beautiful.
No momentum gained.
So you no longer have the bribe.
That's right.
You've turned that into security credentials.
Security
it's an
credentials.
Asset you hold.
Yes.
You will need to uncover a zone where you might find the juicy details.
Great.
Right? The leverage that you want. Because you're inside, but you'll need to find something like the records, the archives, and that will take an action to uncover.
That's fine.
So in Zeloria's turn, Team Zeloria, the spy who's in charge of security tonight, he suspects very quickly this is some kind of ruse to move his assets around.
Shenanigans.
So he decides to boldly move back inside. No, subtly move back inside.
Nah, boldly.
No. So subtly move back inside. I'm going to spend a threat.
Drags me out.
Spend a threat to...
It's just really good for us if you do boldly and fail.
Yeah, yeah.
It's good.
Well, no, subtly and fail's the same thing.
Yeah, true.
Spend a threat to give him another die.
Fail.
Ooh.
Fail?
That ain't
fail.
Bad.
It's fail. A fail. It's a fail and a complication.
Fail, you piece of shit.
Whoa now. Hang on.
So he's 2, 15, 20.
He's trying to extract himself from the
situation. And the guards are like, there's a commotion out here. So what should we do? And he's like, there's more pressing matters. I believe we need to search inside. What? The commotion is outside, sir. We do not need to search inside the building. We've just come from inside the building. You don't understand. We could have been compromised. That's foolish. How could we have been compromised?
This is ridiculous.
So Harkonnen guards or the city patrol are telling us to observe outside.
I like the idea that it's a spy master, but they don't like him.
Yes.
It's so your boss that you don't like, so you are a little bit more inclined to be like, actually, no.
It's also like...
Well, his goal was to subtly move and bring the house guard back with him.
Yes.
So in failing, he's like trying to get them to come with him and they're digging their heels in. Right.
So the Harkonnens rule Arrakis through fear.
Yeah.
If these guards fear Harkonnen more than they fear their own house, good luck getting them to fall in line.
He's actually just like, he's intelligent but not well respected.
Yeah.
Which feels very Dune.
Truly.
Duning.
Feels Duning.
I'll leave it there and give it back to you.
What complication does he suffer?
Frustrated.
Nice.
Irritated by insubordination.
Dennisville Dune. Anyway,
I feel like
you still
got
jittery, right? You're still jittery.
Yeah.
We need to remember that.
Yes,
I'm fine.
Yeah,
but you are all the way. Your spymaster has dashed, taken an opportunity, and got himself deep inside House Loria compound. Right? You guys are still in the Waterfall District. You barely even approached the place.
No.
What do you do next?
Oh, we're still in the Waterfall District.
Yeah.
It all happened so fast.
Because it was a move and then another move of opportunity.
Where did we start?
In House Ikshana.
And then we went to the Waterfall District. Gotcha.
Across the small part of the city.
Yeah. I'm just going to try and move in.
I think it's wise.
We got to try and follow boss.
Can I, doing similar things?
Hey, if it ain't broke.
Watch out. Move a few. Create a bit of a hustle and bustle to help Deuce get across the threshold.
The next zone is the compound, which essentially places you in the very near vicinity, but not inside and guarded, right? So there's now a ton of guards outside, a spy, and a Harkonnen patrol.
Yeah.
So it's probably the most dangerous zone there is at the moment. You can move in there.
Yeah.
But just beware that you could be caught while you're in
there. It might also have the trait crowded or bustling.
Yeah. Chaotic.
Chaotic.
Yeah.
It's become chaotic.
Hence why.
You might be able to use. You might
we
be able
help
to use.
Each other.
Yeah, let's do it.
So you want to keep, you want to move in.
Deuce, my old friend.
You know, you could be securing a way out. You trying to move their assets out into the city or something. Those are all viable plays. Which of you is going?
I guess I'll go. I'll go.
Okay, so Deuce the Scout?
Yes. I'm just going to make it very simple. I'm a minor NPC. Who gives a shit what I do?
Exactly,
let's just move into the other section. Let's just get ourselves closed. I'll put another body in the space.
Bold, subtle, or not?
I can't pull someone into the space that I was and move. Like, I can't do a swap, can I?
Yeah, if
I do,
if you that, boldly that move, absolutely.
Yeah, then that's going to be the idea. Move and then drag them in this way. And
you could easily, like, run up to the compound and go, oh my god, there's a fight going on in the street, or someone's trying to break into houses down there and like move some of the assets that way, right?
And I think that's exactly what he's going to do. He's trying to, he's like, I have an idea. Yes.
I can move some bodies for you.
If you can make a ruckus.
That's what I do best. And I would like to help Deuce with my
bold move.
Yeah, if I'm going to run, you're going to try and help. If I'm going to run and say there's something going on back there, you're going to create the something going on back there.
Mm. Yeah. That is a 10 under my 13.
There's something going on back there. I'm gonna,
so that's I just kneecap someone.
Difficulty 2.
Good luck.
And you're jittery, right? Or nervous?
Yeah, so difficulty 3.
Well, that is a complication and a fail. A 20 and a 16.
It's another move complication.
Yeah.
Wow, so you...
I'm happy to say that...
I've just kneecapped someone for no reason.
What if you kneecap someone and then I get injured?
Yeah, you guys try to create a distraction and the guards are like, why are you fighting? And you get knocked to the ground.
Yeah.
Stop causing a disturbance.
Yeah. He does?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I suffer the complication, so I'm injured. Yeah. I get capped in the
Bloody got in the way.
Okay.
This combination, me pointing to Sean and myself, we seem to be constantly the inept guards.
Yes.
You guys suck on this.
Anytime we try.
You've aced it.
Yeah,
Janice is acing it.
Janice is like, why did I pick these two people?
Janice is doing what he has to do.
Yeah.
What was it?
Janice is a main character in a Dune novel.
I mean,
yeah.
And we're just some fucking dudes.
It's kind of good. Like,
Janice brought us along to make Janice look good by comparison as well.
It definitely seems that way right now.
But look at me compared to these two idiots.
The game as a system seems to encourage that. Bring the fools along on your adventure. I can't wait to be that guy when you are interrogating that guy.
Rosencrantz and Guildenstern over here. Anyway. Yeah.
Bad cop, inept cop.
Yeah.
Bad cop, sad cop. Back to their turn. Have we had a full round? The spy acted yet?
No, because Ellen hasn't acted yet. So we haven't had a full round.
Spy has already done his thing. I'm going to move a patrol into your zone and look for what's going on tonight. Try and discover you guys. So,
I don't even bloody know what's going on.
Who's defending? Who's hiding? The both of you.
Well, I'm on the ground now. I suffered a complication.
I think you're going to have to defend.
I'm in the open.
That's battle. Can I use them?
You can hide. No, so you're hiding. It's a move. It's a move or understand.
Well, dang it.
So it'll be slightly less.
My only other trait is that I'm an enforcer. Do we say that this is chaotic, though? Can I use that to my advantage?
They're going into your zone.
Never mind.
Patrols that are already in your zone are looking for malcontents.
One success.
You're discovered by a patrol, the two of you, and you're going to have to start answering questions.
Can we change our name to Abbott and Costello?
This is going to get pretty bad. But basically, what are you doing out here at night? Why are you sneaking around?
Sneaking?
There's no reason to be on the streets at this hour.
Simply making our way back
You've
home.
You've clearly been fighting.
I mean, look at the chaos in the streets. They started it.
Yes.
You seem to be the source of the chaos.
No.
I think we're going to have to take you.
No, not that at all. No, we're not disturbing. We're not. We're absolutely not.
We're taking them in. Take them in.
Please.
Shut up.
Assets destroyed. that was patrol attacking your assets. Yeah. They destroyed them.
Yep.
In a puff of smoke, we're gone.
Anyway,
I would say either of you, like, you were both together. You were so kind of injured and
sniveling
that I didn't need to do a double. No. Your assets have been picked up by patrols for being too shady on the streets.
That's fine.
Sorry, man.
Interesting.
Nah, that's cool.
It's what the dice do.
I enjoyed using
my threats.
I'm just sad that I don't get to play with Ellen and Sean.
Yeah.
I love that you can just sacrifice
these NPCs as well. You'd be like, they're dragged off. They're never seen again.
We were pretty bold in breaking into another house's house.
Yes. You're doing okay so far, right?
This is a big power move.
So, Janus.
Hello.
You are inside, and as I said last time, you probably want to discover a final zone that contains secret information.
So either I'm using power or truth as a combination with discipline. I feel power still. I think it's still a power move. I want to get one over.
You
want to
get stuff.
Yes. Yeah, because again, you're not under orders. You're just like, I'm going to do this for my house.
This seems now more like your personal mission.
More accurately, this minor house is supposed to be subservient to us in the great hierarchy. This house is bigger than you.
Technically.
Well, they shouldn't be going places.
They should be.
Yeah, they should be subservient to you.
Right, they've had a contract with us for 10 years.
Yeah.
We have a great relationship with them. They're going to do what we say. Because we're better than them.
And how can they mine the spice
if you didn't find it?
And our ambition is to grow. My ambition is for the house to grow.
Absolutely.
So if that happens, we have to... You can't spread your wings if you're trapped in a cage. So the
final zone...
I can be creative occasionally.
So I want you to uncover this final zone. It's basically an abstract zone of house secrets, let's call it. Zeloria house secrets, right?
Fantastic. I will spend a threat, grabbing three extra threat. I'll grab an extra die for three threat.
One threat?
One threat.
So you're just getting one extra die, so you got...
Is it not two?
So if you're getting an extra die on top of that, then it's two.
I only grabbed one earlier.
So your first one cost one momentum.
And then your second dice cost two threat.
Yes.
Right.
Because we didn't have enough momentum.
Two momentum.
Yeah, so the cost is two of either.
Right, two, three. Interchangeable. That's great.
Yeah.
No worries, sorry.
Yes, and they are interchangeable.
Yeah.
So just to...
If you had momentum, you could just be like, I'm going to spend two threat. Even though you have momentum.
Yeah, well, you can... Because things like two momentum can be used like... instantly create assets.
Yes.
Hoarding it for certain things is okay.
Not a bad
But then
move.
Again, you do the same thing with threat, so it doesn't really matter.
I got three dice.
Yep.
It's three threat now.
Yep.
It's a difficulty two.
It's always a difficulty two.
Yep. It's a 6 plus a 7. Which yep. is a 13. Because my focus is observe, I feel comfortable if you're happy with this. Otherwise, it's understanding and I'm looking for the room. You know what? I'll argue my case. Secret rooms are obvious. They have to be in certain places. They can't be that hidden from a schematic point of view.
The room itself is not necessarily secret.
It's right? just where it will be.
It's just where the secrets are. Yes. Their record keeping. Their...
But it need to be secret because yeah. they're inside the house.
Well, then exactly. I would just simply deduce. You can deduce. Deductively you are... reason where it is.
Where do I go?
The first episode of the show, Elementary, shows you how to deduce if there is a safe room in a house.
Yeah, well, there we go.
Because the floor... floor is warped.
Yes, right. It's slant towards it because it's a heavy room. Yeah.
Anyway. So your credentials are what allow this to be possible.
Great.
Right, allow you to free movement around the house and yep. do your search. Okay?
My spy trait will reduce the difficulty
yes,
by 1.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will. This is spy work.
My mentat ability will reduce the ability by 1 because big brain, reasonable, yes?
Or is this Icarus at the moment?
Chris, fly high. Fly high, baby.
I mean, this is literally...
He can only say no.
This is literally your bread and butter setup. This is what you're meant to do. You're Sweet. Meant to do the stuff. So, yes, I'm going to say cool. yes.
Because if you were going to say no, I was going to say my Sappho juice will increase my trait by
one. It's like you should be good at this.
Yes.
It should
this,
be...
This is what I should be good at.
You should be
at.
Trivial for you to do
yeah,
this.
Realistically. Yeah, realistically. My character's supposed to sit out in the sands and be like, worm sign, I can see it coming.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Three dice.
Well, didn't you just make it no difficulty?
No difficulty.
Yeah, but yeah, we've got to get some momentum.
Oh, yeah. No, but like...
So maybe get a complication.
You need some successes at zero difficulty, and there can be complications too.
Okay, that is understand. That's a total of 5 successes.
Jesus.
Okay, so that's 5 momentum.
All momentum, yes. And what that does is uncovers the link between House Aloria, the physical place, yep. and House Secrets.
Great.
Which means you can, if you begin, you can make a move yep. into that zone, which represents you searching for something that you can use and get out.
You cool. can keep the initiative.
Does that make sense?
And keep going.
I'm going to spend a point of momentum to keep the initiative.
It's 2
points of momentum to keep yep. the initiative. I am going to move in there stealthily.
Yes.
Using my credentials.
Yes.
And my spy brain.
Subtle movement won't let you keep the momentum because you only do it once.
Bold then?
Bold is fine, yes.
Bold's fine. I am going to boldly go in there.
Yep.
Spend a point of momentum to grab myself an extra die. I'm going to spend 2 more momentum to get myself an extra die.
Yep.
So 4 die. Difficulty.
Yeah, 2 always.
Spy goes to 1.
It's all spy shit.
I am trying to move in there. I'm trying to sneak my way in there.
I will let you understand here because this is, you're moving into an abstract space.
But that doesn't deductively reason. I'm actually going to use move and use stealth because I'm going to sneak in there.
So this zone is an abstract zone.
Oh, it's sorry. Secrets, pardon. Right? Okay. Yes. Okay.
This represents you getting into their files, looking for that piece of juiciness.
Great. In that case, could I use cultural understanding, yes. cultural studies to get a better understanding of something that actually might be embarrassing
yeah,
for
course.
The house as a whole?
Yeah.
Something that they take pride
gets you,
in.
Or, gets you into the right place.
Yeah, and the right mindset to yeah. look through their yeah. what a house secret is,
yeah.
what a house embarrassment is. Great, which means I'm critting on 8s and I got to get 1 success and I, yeah, 1 difficulty and I have 4 die.
I see some low numbers.
4 successes.
Yes.
I'm shocked you didn't use threat on that.
Would you like to use 2 momentum to create an asset?
Yes, please.
I think that's a good idea, right?
Yep.
I think how this should work, personally, is that you will end up in House Aloria, the physical location,
mm-hmm.
and this zone of Aloria House Secret becomes...
The asset?
The asset.
Great.
Which is now attached to you as a person.
Beauty.
That, for me, makes the most sense. You're turning an abstract thing through your... momentum
mm-hmm.
into something useful and real. You don't have to tell me what it is right now. We don't have to decide
That's cool.
what this piece of leverage is, but it will help.
Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? United Healthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Vadim, negotiate against House Loria. You know that for a fact.
Great.
It is leverage.
Yes.
And we can decide narratively as a team later on what exactly that means.
So
for now,
you've got to get out.
You have to get the fuck out.
I still have something to do though, because I boldly acted.
Yes.
Which means I get to move an asset.
Yes.
I'm going to move the soldiers because they've moved into the Waterfall District. I'm going to move them into our house.
Okay. So how do you do that? Some sort of communication you send out?
These two.
Yeah.
Are brought back to our house.
Are these your children? Yes. Your agents, instead of being dragged off to the guard complex, are instead indicted for skulking around. And luckily that your house is in cahoots for the time being with House Harkonnen, you're not going to be tortured. You're going to be handed back. And so, yes,
harshly patrol
is now further away.
Great.
Around House Akshana.
You'll deal with that when you get to our place.
Well, if I can keep them there, then when I get back, I just don't have to do anything with them.
Yes.
I'm like, hey guys, what's up?
This is where I belong.
Yeah.
It's like putting the bad guy, the boss fight, just over the finish line, and you're like, they turn into a coin, like Mario Party. It's like the Goombas pass the flag. You jump onto the flag, they turn into a coin.
What an analogy.
Bowser falls into the lava. You don't have to attack.
You don't have to hit him.
This spy is desperately trying to get back inside the house.
So I boldly move so I don't get to keep initiative.
No. So it's cool. Back. It's pretty back much a new round, I would say. Yeah. So spy hasn't gone for a while. So I keep doing that. I keep trying to roll my threat.
Which for listeners at home are D2.
Yeah.
They're coins.
So I'm going to spend
bad,
a threat.
There's two, rolling
for those keeping at home there, it's currently one momentum and two threat. As I spend a threat to give the spy a die.
He's trying to move from the exterior of the house into the interior. Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. Of their house.
Because I keep mucking up, I'm not going to do any special moves.
You probably should have done a special move, buddy.
Well, he succeeded with a complication. You already had a complication, which means he doesn't succeed because that makes it one harder. Wow, everything is going badly.
No, it's not.
He was frustrated. Yeah, he was frustrated.
It's going frustrated, and now he's got another complication.
It's literally going narratively, which is the spymaster succeeds not because of his own skill, but because of the incompetence of the others.
Yeah, the whole bureaucracy is kind of crumbling.
Yeah.
It's kind of gumming up around him. And he becomes exhausted with the whole thing. He's like, actually, I haven't seen any spies around. There's been some chaos and whatever, but maybe I am being too paranoid.
Gaslighting yourself. You're like, I created all this commotion.
Yeah.
I tried so hard where there's nothing.
There's nothing. My superiors are annoyed at me. I tried to get out all our surveillance equipment, and I just need to give it a rest.
Yep.
So it's back over to your team. Oh, look, it's you.
Hey.
I'm going to grab an extra die for threat. Sorry, no, I will grab one for momentum, rather. So I'm not going to give you a point of threat. I'm going to spend a point of momentum and give myself three die. I am going to move out of the house. I'm going to continue to use my credentials. Because that didn't disappear as an asset. I'm going to reduce the difficulty by one because of spy. I am going to stealthily move out of the building using power as my justification. This is still personal.
Yeah.
Slightly personal. I've
succeeded. Now I'm going to show them there is no trace.
And of course you know that they are because you just went in and got something of theirs.
Power is always willed by those who should hold it.
Yeah.
I am better than them because I am better than them.
You're literally holding a microfilm.
Yes.
You're holding a sugar wire of secrets.
Yeah.
So you're literally wielding the power physically in your hand.
Dune is controlled by those who should control it.
Yes. And you have a physical manifestation of that in your hand.
Yeah.
Go for your move.
I am going to subtly move out. Three successes.
Generates one momentum.
Two momentum because I reduced it.
You reduced the difficulty.
I'm going to keep momentum.
Which is going
to
cost
two. Keep the initiative.
Yep.
Yeah, which is free because you moved subtly.
Oh, of course, that's right.
I'm going to spend 1 point of threat to give myself an extra die. Give you a point of threat. I'm going to spend two momentum to give myself another extra die. rolling four die. And I am going to lower the difficulty by two using the traits of the space as spy and
chaos.
Oh, no, I can't because you have to trade on. No, I can only use one of them.
One of those.
Because I don't have credentials to leave this space. Moving into the waterfall district.
Yeah, you're on the street now. You can leverage the fact that it's chaos.
I can lower it by one.
Yes.
Because I can spy my way out and I lower it by one using chaos. Cool.
Yeah.
Four dice. Looking for sixes to give me doubles.
I'm going to say if you can make it out, we'll end the encounter.
Okay.
I won't worry about you. Patrols chasing you through the waterfall streets. Sure. If you can make it out past the compound, past the chaos, walking as if you know you're exactly where you're supposed to be.
You're happy with it?
I'm happy.
Whistling a jaunty tune.
That is one success.
And how many did you need? Did you lower it by one?
I lowered it by one.
So you needed one?
I needed one.
Okay, so you just about make it out. So describe for me the moment of lighting upon the jackpot and being able to put it on sugar wire to being home free.
Janice sees the incriminating evidence, the blackmail material, the details of which we'll sort out later, quickly hides it within his robes using a small canister. The staircase is darkly lit.
Does he even allow himself a smile at all? Anything like that?
I think the only expression that runs across this soft-featured individual, this kind of unassuming man, is maybe he drools just that tiny bit, the Sappho drool of an addict.
Wow.
Is it like red because it's the Sappho juice?
Yes.
Or almost looks like his mouth is bleeding.
His eyes kind of bulge ever so slightly. The bald head, the white, blue and yellow robes with small eyes all over it would glint in sunlight, but in the dark they fold into an intricate pattern of eyes on eyes on eyes, kind of like a biblical angel, as blood red drips from his mouth and he disappears into the stairwell of the enemy house. He begins to make his way out and hearing his hair in the spymaster of this house arguing with his followers, arguing with his retainers, his staff, smiles to himself knowing that if he has staff, they've either helped him or they're no longer useful to him. That this trial by fire, this constantly being watched, this constant vigilance, this lack of adaptability has led to his success. Going out into the warm, dry desert air with light bits of orange dancing in the sky. House Harkonnen and House Zaloria argue and bicker, each pointing fingers at each other, each looking around for more people to round up, beat up, bring into the house, arguing who's a spy, who's not a spy. All of this done in blunt, uncaring, lack of sophistication that their weak minds cannot comprehend that they've just been duped. And he makes his way, chuckling to himself at the very end as he walks back into the house.
You glance one final time back to the various crowds bickering and fighting, and there's one man dressed in blue who looks extremely exasperated, and your gazes meet for a second just before you slip into the shadows, and all you see of him is his head tilt curiously, and you're gone. Who was that? Where have they been?
Who is she?
Just an unassuming person in a beautiful robe.
Yeah, that's right. Not knowing that person has just taken a secret from the heart
of the house.
Unaware that he has failed utterly at your hands as you disappear into the night. While the agents of House Ikshana are out accomplishing their own ends, safely ensconced in the palatial quarters of the Ikshana compound, Lady Disha and the Viscount Vadim retire for the evening. Is there anything that you need to converse with Vadim about?
Yes.
I thought there might be, as you you requested the scene.
Yeah. Imagine if I just played coy about it.
After Phil, what are you talking about, Phil?
Why are you making the scene? What's going on?
No, we need to do other stuff.
You gross man.
No.
Describe it.
Lady Disha's playing at something here.
Oh.
Yes, she would, I believe, as I said, wearing the colour that he finds her most favourable in.
What colour's that?
Or ask Phil. Or is that too weird?
You said it was so great.
What colour's that?
Yeah, we've got some spectators in this scene.
You hear Saba say,
"What colour is
that? What colour is it?
Don't you need to be preparing the tools, Saba?
Soon. Okay, okay.
Okay, you're there.
There's a request, not a yes.
Do you remember at the start of pre-production where we talked about this being one of the most austere and serious that we were going to do?
Joke-free campaigns.
Yeah.
I remember
but
that.
But yeah, what is she wearing, curiously?
Fuchsia, maybe?
Fuchsia.
Oh.
Ooh, looking like
I know colours.
No, I like it, especially. It's definitely borrowing the warm tones of our orange house colours. But as the only bright colour in the room, she is like a large flower.
That's what he likes. Yes, the dark oranges and the blacks are very nice for the house. But for you to explode out of that with colour makes you radiate all the more. So that's why he really enjoys that spectacle of you clad in bright colour.
Lady Disha will seat herself on the side of the bed. My lord, my darling Viscount, I would unburden myself to you.
I am always open, as he splashes. He has a basin of fresh, cold water that he freshens up with, splashes it in his face, wipes the excess away and turns to face you with a casual but waiting air.
As Bene Gesserit, my role is to serve, and I will always do the utmost. But I do confess that my will to serve you and your vision is even greater. There is no one I have met in this life that has your passion, your drive. You are House Ikshana.
You're very lucky that flattery works so very well. Spoken, of course, like a true Bene Gesserit.
Of course.
But it's needless. I see the truth of your devotion in your eyes. You're getting at something. You're working towards something. What is it?
She will pat the side of the bed.
He comes towards the bed, is in the process of removing the more formal aspects of his attire, his smart tunic that goes over the top of his clothes, showing a well-tailored white shirt underneath. He's still very much attired as a noble, but starting to find his ease.
The eye is rising. Our house stands to doom much larger things in Arrakis.
This is the conversation again, is it not? An heir for House Ikshana.
We need someone to see out your vision beyond your years. And not just any child born from a noble broodmare. We could have an heir, a beautiful fusion of our minds, of our will.
You would have an heir at the one of the most precarious times our house has yet seen.
We are the most precarious now without an heir, my love.
And how am I to know this is not part of your breeding and interbreeding, and I am simply a vessel, a material to be used in the Bene Gesserit's great project?
Well, for one, my love, being part of that great project means that you will stand the test of ages. But more importantly, because I would do anything for you. Do you wish a boy? A girl? What color hair do you want? What eyes? Anything that you request, I will do, regardless of the Bene Gesserit. What do you want now?
Now I think it's time for the roll.
Okay.
I think. So We've set the kind of where his resistance comes from and what you're laying on the table. Now comes the point of the knife edge, whether you can tip him over or not. He is convincible, but as he voices to you as well, my fear is that an heir born in this time are themselves vulnerable. They something to be attacked, to be taken from us. What unimaginable tragedy would that great project between us to be harmed simply to damage our prospects?
House Ikshana defends itself. Can you imagine how fiercely you would fight to defend this great gift? Moreover, I would fight for it. You'd like a roll?
Yeah, I don't think this is too hard. I think he's coming around to the idea, and I think
you
can.
Guys can help.
You can leverage this moment of change.
Sava.
You can do
Janice.
It.
I'm here.
I agree.
Yeah, you can leverage this moment of change, right? So there's already things moving and changing. So why not keep stirring?
Exactly.
Keep changing, right? So difficulty one.
Ooh, what is the theme of the scene?
What is the trait? Intimate.
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 It's the trait that lets you have this conversation.
Yeah. Can I use myself as an asset?
Bene Gesserit. You've called on the fact that you're a Bene Gesserit and you can like technically give him
whatever.
A designer
whatever
baby.
Whatever he wants.
You have invoked Bene Gesserit. So I can say, yes, you can invoke that. Yes.
Cool. I think I'm confident in
you're getting at least one success.
Yeah. I got two die, although we don't have any momentum.
It's a communicate. And why are you doing this?
Power.
Yeah, and what's your power statement?
I take what I want.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, okay. Max, that lines up. Yep. Yeah. One of these days we'll get to challenge your drive.
But at the moment you're working. Today.
I mean, I've got a drive statement on faith that I haven't even done a faith roll yet.
Yeah,
it hasn't even come up.
And I'd like to use my focus of charm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got a lot of charm going on.
So that is a crit. So
good
I got
crit.
One, two off that die, and a 16 meets a 16.
Three.
So three success.
On a difficulty naught, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, so that's three. It's three momentum. I don't know how you could improve the outcome. You could if you can think of something, or you can pop it all into the pool.
It's a boy. And what a boy.
You get to take the power of his decision. Like, he's so allured by you that the choices that he would make are actually your choices in him.
So you get to decide
what the gen is like.
Yeah.
All of that. It's actually your... You've just got him wrapped
That's
around
good.
Your fingers
otherwise,
so much.
Otherwise, I was going to say, wed me.
Huh?
Wed
you.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's a whole extra
thing. But that's much, much larger, I think, than what I'm trying to play. But I
momentum.
Like that.
Yeah.
I like that. Maybe then, could I spend that momentum
in so
saying that I... will make this child exactly as you would wish.
You have been not just at my side, but at the forefront of House Ikshana's march into the future. If this is what it takes to advance us beyond into a greater future, then I will trust you. It is time. I have been recalcitrant far too long.
I thank you, my lord, for this great gift. And I think she will stand and blow out the candles as
disrobe,
it were.
Yes.
Roll battle.
Hooray.
So you lose the momentum for the end of the scene.
Good job, Tisha.
Stop it.
Are you ready now?
Phil's going to get his spray bottle out.
I really want to interrogate this man.
I'm sorry. I'm bringing it back to season one where I want to fucking max out a seduce roll.
Yeah, that was kind of crazy.
Roll a 40.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a D20.
Yes.
20 momentum.
Huzzah.
And another part of the compound, Saba waits for an intimacy of a completely different kind.
His own personal intimacy. He is pacing back and forward within the confines of the training room that has been etched out for House Ikshana. I imagine the way that it is as he's waiting for Lady Disha to be ready, because she will obviously be sitting in on the interrogation. And the way I imagine this training room is, if you do think of the way that Dennisville News Dune had been set up, where that training space was a large open space where you're free to roam.
It was like a large hall.
Yeah. Take that away and actually have many, many, many stone pillars. There is no open space. You're constantly forced to dart and weave throughout. Like, you have to utilize small spaces. It's something that he has grown very accustomed to as a much larger individual. It's why he's been able to hone his stealth and his dexterity. He forces himself to work within confined spaces. What he's doing now is he's sheathed his bodkin. He has an assortment of chains, daggers, serums and the like, and he's just feeling the weight of them, and he's starting to imagine and use foresight on what he is going to do to this individual, how he is going to inflict and how he will, because it is not a matter of if, it's a matter of when, how he will extract the necessary information of why the Midnight Syndicate came for them, and more to the point,
why they failed so miserably and what do they want.
Where is the prisoner?
The prisoner is being held in a small room that is without windows. Light has been stripped bare. Mm. There's a single solitary dim blue light that is cast from the ceiling of the room and an otherwise shrouded room. He is chained to a seat facing the only door that would come from the outside.
That's nearby, right? It's,
yes.
It's off the training room or That's very it. Close to it.
Yeah. And it gives them the impression of they are waiting for something.
Yeah, they're staring at the door.
Yes.
Waiting for the door to open.
And he knows that. He has been given the green light to go ahead to be the one interrogating. And while he does not exactly relish the thought of having another person in the space with him, Lady Disha has requested it, and so he will comply.
You're also, you know, you're attached to her. She's yes. attached to you. You have a personal guard bond, right?
That's right.
So, you know, it's going to be anybody. So, Lady Disha, you get what you want.
Yay. Sorry, I mean, yes.
But before you turn in for the night...
Yahoo.
Your personal bodyguard has requested that the interrogation be carried out post-haste. He has a hunger for these sorts of things, which I'm sure you understand.
I understand hunger.
What do you change into before you leave the Viscount's side?
I think leaving beside my beautiful fuchsia silk, I'm going for something much more austere, black, orange.
More official.
More official. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting in more so as a Bene Gesserit than I am as Lady Disha.
Excellent.
And yeah, with a kind of black fringed shawl around my shoulders, I leave Viscount Vadim and smartly stroll towards the training grounds where I will find Zaba, my personal guard.
You find him pacing,
prowling. There's a long chain that's dragging behind him. At this point, you can hear it echoing throughout the room as you see him weaving in and out slowly between the columns and pillars. And he stops as he hears you approach.
Oh, no need to stop on my account.
You still wish to accompany?
Of course.
If I might ask, for what purpose captures your interest?
Some weapons people wield. Others exist in the mind. If there is need of a lighter hand, I am all but happy to offer it for my house. Not to mention, I love watching you work, Saba.
The smallest creep of a smile appears on his face, and it's not anything sensual. It's simply the validation, the acknowledgement of his skill. And I realize he's gone less bassy and more growly over time, which has been a lovely little... interesting little thing that has happened now.
But if you wish.
I do. Lead the way.
As he's about to leave, he says,
but trust me, it will go quick.
Do you have like a specific space to carry interrogations, or are you going to do it in the cell?
He'll absolutely do it within the cell. And immediately, do we have any... I would like to create a trait for this. An asset, rather.
Well, the trait of the scene is interrogation, right? It's pretty clear what it is and what's happening.
Well, I have the asset interrogation, regardless.
You have the asset interrogation?
Yeah, because you can gain assets when you're character creation. And one of them was called interrogation.
As an asset?
Yes.
It's an espionage communication asset.
Yeah.
As an asset, interrogation is effective. Using it or resisting it will require mental, physical, and spiritual fortitude. Traits, secret information.
I assume it's just a way to either gain an advantage or reduce a difficulty potentially
It's strange to have it as like a permanent asset because it's more like an intangible asset. It's like an interrogation.
The way I read it was just saying it's his specialty. It's something that he...
I'm glad for you to have a focus on it in some way.
Interrogation. It would be interrogate or something. You know what I mean? It's just... what throws me is the phrasing of it.
Because it talks about you can utilize it as both whether it is being done to you or you are doing it.
Yes. But the equivalent one in that list is intelligence. So intelligence is like a thing you have.
So I think this is my read, right? Mm. This is an interesting point. This is my read. Because you are allowed to take assets at character creation.
Yes.
Which is what you've done. You've taken this interrogation asset. My read of it is that it begins as a nebulous thing waiting to be defined. And then you turn it in play into the specific tool that it was. In this case, we're doing that through a scene. But if you were to create the asset on the fly, you would be like, oh, I've captured this guy and I've done an interrogation on him. I'm creating the interrogation asset that's going to let me get a security hole, like we just did, right?
Sure, yeah.
So it's something that would just could be done without a cost, for example, in that moment.
Yeah, so potentially you could have brought this asset in at any other time and gone, oh, well, I actually already have the asset of interrogation. I have in the past, I've interrogated X person, and that now I am turning the asset into a concrete thing.
Cool.
Right?
I see.
Do you see what I mean?
I see what you mean. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It starts as in back pocket. Narratively, I have an interrogation.
I can utilize interrogation for my benefit.
So the interrogation...
Almost retroactively.
The interrogation is a past event.
It's a past event.
It's a retroactive asset.
So this will create a new asset.
Yeah.
Called interrogation. And you can still use the one you have from character creation.
Yeah.
And at the right time, tell me who it was and what it told you.
Yeah.
Right? It's still in your back pocket. And I think it fits your character.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's what you do.
Yes.
Because otherwise it would be a trait.
Yeah, it would be a talent. It would be a
talent.
Yeah.
Or a personality talent.
Yes.
Trait. Yeah, or a focus. Yes.
As a personality trait, it would be torturer.
Yes. There it is. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. Exactly.
As an asset, it's an interrogation that has happened.
Right?
Yeah. Great.
So the interrogation you have as an asset on your sheet, keep in your back pocket.
Yes.
And throw it out when you're like, oh, I need an asset to do this. And you'll be like, actually, I interrogated this guy.
And they gave me X.
They gave me this.
Yeah. I want to know what it's going to cost me to bring a specific weapon, interrogative tool in, whether it's expected that I could just have it or whether it has a cost associated with it.
You want a specific tool?
Yeah. Specific interrogative weapon that I have in mind.
It would be a test or two momentum to create an asset.
We've only got one momentum at the moment, don't we?
That's correct.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Let's go for a momentum and a threat.
Momentum and a threat.
And this is a very specific needling tool that Saba has at his disposal. It's very subtle. It's very distinct. And it flies in the face of his huge muscular status, which is a single iron claw that fits on one of his fingers and protrudes into a long, long blade that just fits over like a glove onto one finger.
Ooh, I don't like this. So you...
I do.
You slip this needle of pain onto your finger and walk into the room where the man is chained. Lady Disha, do you have a seat? Do you stand?
I was going to say he has a chair in his other hand that he takes a moment without looking at the person and places beside the door carefully, sits the seat down, brushes it off and stands aside and gestures for Lady Disha.
How civilized. Thank you, Saba. I'll sit.
And you would like to interrogate this person.
He peers over and allows the silence to just take over the room.
I will roll for him to have a difficulty.
Yeah.
Do you want a third?
Oh, if you want.
Would you like to be someone in the scene?
Yeah, if you're happy for it.
Come on
absolutely. I can roll some assistance.
The water's fine.
I'll be an assistant torturer.
For your reference, Sean, Lady Dish is mainly here for the show.
Oh, great.
But, like, can assist.
Yes.
So his eyes raise and he sees a towering Saba over him and a placid lady in Ikshana colours seated with a winning smile, and then behind his torturer comes...
A squat, fat man, maybe 5 foot, with short clothing and bare feet, kind of padding around, with a long nose and thin eyebrows and what looks like plucked out strands of hair left.
Do you perhaps carry a tray of tools or something?
Yes.
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 He looks up. I've got some threat. Let's give him another die because he's in quite a lot of trouble. He's in a lot of trouble.
You have been listening to Shifting Sands, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/rolltocast. Dune, Adventures in the Imperium, is an officially sublicensed property from Gale Force 9, a Battlefront Group company. All rights reserved.
In the chaos of outside with members of House Harkonnen. Are we using Harkonnen or Harkonnen?
I tried to use Harkonnen as much as possible. Okay. Because that's what they use in the movie.
I'll use it.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.